When have you found yourself saying or using the phrase, if only? If only I'd gone to the doctor sooner. If only I had not made that sharp, bitter remark. If only I had not taken that last drink. The if only points to a wish that another decision or action had been taken. Both Martha and Mary expressed this same sentiment to Jesus. If only Jesus had come sooner, Lazarus would still be alive. When facing death, there are always things left unsaid. There are always things left undone. What do people on their deathbeds wish they had done or not done? In searching the internet for the top 5, 10, 20 regrets of dying people, none of the list of regrets say, I wish I had spent more time at the office. Many regrets were what we would call matters of conscience. I wish I had spent more time with my children. I wish I'd been a better spouse or parent. I wish I'd taken better care of myself and done more for others. It's natural to want to go back. If only I knew then what I know now, if only. Ezekiel didn't need to be a prophet to know that the Israelites were filled with regrets. They had wasted their time on nothings. They hadn't kept their promises. They had ignored their maker. His prophecy today is the end of the dirge of the dry, dry bones. A dirge repeated in people's deathbed regrets. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus were good friends with Jesus. They didn't ignore Jesus. Another regret people whisper as they are dying. They neglected to pray. They hurt people rather than befriended them. They didn't offer encouragement and uplift, but weighed others down with complaints or even vulgarity and rudeness. The family of Lazarus isn't like that. They had high expectations of their good friend Jesus. Yet they don't get Jesus, really. His teachings, his miracles, his example of forgiveness and healing, none of this has been enough for even his friends to acknowledge him as the one who unties, the one who raises up, and the one who loves to the fullest capacity of the heart. Jesus purposely had delayed for 2 days coming to Bethany. He wanted to reveal the deeper mystery of his own person. He intended something way beyond their experience, their imagination, their limited understanding of him and his power. Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? This is Jesus' regret, that he hasn't gotten through to his dear friends, and that he, like Lazarus, will be called to face death. His death will not be a natural death from illness, but from the forces of darkness, evil, and sin. The raising of Lazarus has more to do with Jesus and us and believing than it has to do with Lazarus himself. By raising him from the dead, Jesus gave a clear sign the last of the seven signs in John's gospel that he has power over death and life. So the gospel asks us the same question Jesus asked Martha. Do you believe this? Also, when have we sat at home like Mary and delayed going to Jesus? This Sunday of Lent, so near to the Feast of Easter, still leaves us time to consider our regrets and how to reverse them when we have the chance. What perturbs and troubles Jesus is the very thing that can free us from regret now and at the hour of our death. He can untie us and let us go. He can raise us up. So ask yourself, what are the looming, if only, quandaries in your life these days? What will you do to turn them into moments to delight in and savor? If we have sensed any regrets, as we heard and saw in the witness of Ezekiel, Paul, Martha, Mary, Lazarus, and Jesus, now is a good time to hear our friend Jesus call us to come out. Come away from regret and move toward a celebration of rising. Jesus, the resurrection and the life, invites us to go forward and come to deeper believing. Death leaves us all shaken, uneasy, and grieving. In our human reckoning, it is the ultimate mystery. With his discourse of himself as the resurrection and the life, Jesus reveals death to be merely the penultimate mystery. Death is necessary, but not the end for Lazarus, for Jesus, and for us. The real ending, the final mystery, is something entirely new, fullness of life in eternal union with God. If only.